When my grandmother was a tenant at a Hingreen Inn, which is down at the foot of the hill here, and when the corporation demolished all the lanes, we came up here. This was in February 1964. My grandmother had died, and my father became the tenant. But it was a family by the name of Coyley. They originally had a flour and meal business down Blackpool. There's a chip shop there now presently. And then the Mr. Coyley died, and their family then went to live up in Assumption Road in new bungalows that were right at the time, which was possibly in the very early 30s. And they had an awful lot of small houses. Well, how would I say, very, very impoverished kind of property. It wasn't very fancy dwelling. They were all small, the houses in the lane, and they might own two together on one side of the lane and two on another. Now, there had been four different lanes. There was Burt's Quay, Welch's Lane, Green Lane, Thomas Davis Avenue, which was known as Foster's Lane at the time, and Slaughter's Avenue before it. And that family owned a few houses here and there in them. There weren't a whole lot of houses. There were only nine actually in Green Lane. But the Coyley sisters used to collect the rents then from them, which at the time was about 3 shillings, which would be 15 pence present day money, and make up to 4 shillings, and it was gradually going up. Now, I was born down Thomas Davis Street across the road, and the family, my father and mother were there at the time, and then we moved back up to Green Lane where my grandmother and grandfather were. But Miss Coyley, as I say, had been the rent lady, the rent collector all the time. And by the, as I say, the rent was increasing, and by the time we left to come up here in February 64, the rent had been 8 and 6 pence a week.
And did they give any reason for it increasing?
Oh, just no. They just put up. You put up quite a shilling at the time. Putting up maybe 6 pence 1 year and a shilling the next year, you know. But no reason. But very little repairs ever were done.
So you never got a sort of value for the increase, did you?
Well, no. But you'd say to yourself, like, really, like, even though at the time it was, we say 6 shillings a week. You'd say to yourself, like, what would you get for 6 shillings? I mean, even though wages weren't great. Kind of 6 shillings was still very reasonable, and even to get the smallest job done, it was still cost a bit, so it was very, very hard to get any repairs done. So, Miss Coyley, as I say, there were 3 sisters of them there that were living in Assumption Road. They had another sister, Mary, who was living at the foot of the hill here, the house that's still standing. She's dead now, too, Mrs. O'Sullivan, and they had another sister, I think, in Scotland. But Miss Coyley, one of them happened to be sick or disabled on holiday or anything, another sister would come to collect the rent. So that went on for years, you know, that a family interest and family involvement, and you'd have a very personal touch. There wouldn't be so much of the landlady and tenant issue. They were friendly, they were homely, very nice people.